Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name is Lloyd Ross. This episode is all about the most underrated millionaire app available. All right, I hope it's got your attention. It is the most underrated app. You're not going to be dazzled by it. It's not going to be something that you haven't heard of, but I truly believe it's the most underrated app when it comes to creating wealth, becoming a millionaire, managing your time, acting like a CEO, someone that deserves $1 million, you know, that the B do have. Be like a millionaire now, do what millionaires do now, have what millionaires have later. So this is part of the be and do, okay? So before you get the money, you got to start acting like you already have it. So this app that we use, my wife, Alicia, and I, we use this as a joint app. We have a joint calendar. But I use it every single day for everything in my life. And without it, it is just literally impossible. I would be shocked if you became a millionaire without using this app. Okay, now this app, it is the one and only Google Calendar. Okay, you can use your own iPhone calendar if you want, but Google Calendar specifically, because it links up to our emails and it's very, you know, integrated in everything we can do. So Google Calendar is the most underrated app. And I'm shocked. Like, I mentor a lot of people. I've been mentoring people in business for like over 8 years. I've been in business for a long time. I've managed my own time through this app or through this particular process for a long time. But mentoring people, this is what pops up the most that they don't have. It happens all the time. And they miss meetings. And they miss appointments. And they miss calls. And they miss tasks. You know, and they say, oh, I forgot that was on. I didn't have this. Or, oh, I didn't know. Or I can't make that because now this is on. And the reason that happens is because they didn't have it in their flipping diary. So you become a millionaire when you prioritize million-dollar activity. And becoming a millionaire means you take on responsibility. And if you want to be sought after in business, that you want to be someone that people want to do business with, or you want to be someone of value that people will pay you for your services, your skills, your time, whatever it is, then you've got to be someone who's reliable. I would say that reliability is the greatest trait of someone who is high value and going to be wealthy in the future, okay? That would be the number one trait, reliability. Because if you're not reliable, then no one's going to work with you. If you don't show up to things, people be like, you're wasting my time. I'd never want to do business with you. You're unreliable. I can't depend on you. And that's what happens if you miss appointments. That's what happens if you don't prioritize the activities that are going to move you to become a millionaire. Now, what's cool about this is the Google Calendar app. What's awesome about it is if you're a couple and you're in business, even if you're not in business together, if you share a diary, which Alicia and I share, it prevents so much tension, so much angst, so much conflict. Like, oh, what do you mean we have to go to dinner here? I had this plan. You know, that type of stuff. It can create arguments if you don't know what each other's doing, right? Particularly if you're not in the office together, or you're not in specific business together, it's even more effective probably. So if you're in a couple, you ought to have a joint calendar, okay? And everything goes in the calendar. So like, for example, Alicia, if she needs to go, you know, get her hair done, or she needs to go, spend time with someone in particular or see someone, you know, whatever it is that she's doing, even in our business, a call that she might have that I'm not on or whatever else, she puts it in the diary so that I don't go, for example, if she needs a car, I don't go and book something where I need the car. Like, it just makes life go really smoothly. So if you're in a couple, you ought to have a joint Google calendar. Put everything in there, right? So you know what each other's doing. And if you don't want to put it in there because you don't want your spouse to know what you're doing, then you've got some other issues that you need to sort out. But it's critical, right? So here's the other thing. In terms of your time, what's cool about the Google Calendar is you can put in there events, right? It then notifies you of the events. So you get a reminder so you don't forget things, so you are more reliable. But then also there's a little thing there that says tasks, and you can literally put in your 6 tasks of the day that are high producing, income producing activity tasks that you can literally go into and then tick off. Boom, 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 boom. So you can be extremely organized with what you need to do that day, right? And what's coming up for this week. So every morning I get up, I'm like, what's in my diary? I check my diary. What's in the diary for today? What calls do I have to make? Who am I meeting with, either on Zoom or in person? What events have I got coming up? What's on the weekend? What do I have to do? When's my next haircut? Everything I do goes in my diary, right? And then what tasks am I doing for today? I use my notes section in my phone a lot for my to-do list tasks, my 6 things each day that I want to do. But also the Google Calendar app, we have some tasks in there that remind us, which is even better. The Google Calendar app is so flippin' underrated. It is massively underrated. And you cannot build a $1 million empire without it. You cannot do it without a diary. And I know that people carry around hard copy diaries. Like, oh, Lord, I'm old school. I'm hard copy. I'm like, well, that's great. But you want to lug around a diary with you everywhere you go? The coolest thing about having a calendar app on your phone. Now, I use Google Calendar app instead of the Apple one because I have automated appointments through Calendly. I have automated appointments through Acuity. So it's more integrative, I think, the Google Calendar app. And it's easier to share. And everyone can add the app no matter what phone they have, right? So the greatest thing about having it is that it creates freedom. And I know that some people are like, well, you know, I don't want to be so, you know, I just feel so like businessy or structured if I put everything in my diary. I'm like, well, if you don't, it'll be in your mind. If it's not in your diary, it's on your mind. If it's in your mind, it's cluttering your mind. If it's cluttering your mind, you're carrying a heavy burden wherever you go because you have to remember it. So give yourself a break. Put it in your diary. Once it's in there, I've forgotten about it. So my mind's not cluttered with, what do I have to do next? Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, I forgot about this. Oh my God. And then there's no like anxiety around what's coming up. You know, particularly for the week, the month, things you got happening, got to write it down. As my friend Fraser Brooks said, a short pencil is better than a long memory. So I would say a Google Calendar, you know, input is way more powerful than a long memory, right? So it's just about getting into the habit of it. I know that old school calendars, you know, writing in there. My dad was always like that. He's like, you know, use a hard copy calendar. That's how he was. And it took me a long time to convince him, you know, the Google Calendar is the way to go, you know. Electronic, we get alerts. We can take it anywhere we want to go with us, in our phone, in our pocket. Anytime you're out and about and something pops up you need to do, bang, you open your Google Calendar, goes in there, right? So today I'm just about to meet a friend now. It's a Sunday. I'm meeting a friend for lunch. And that's in the app. It's in there. Right, with an alert, got to go meet Mark at the, you know, at this restaurant. And throughout the day too, you know, like I've got a call tomorrow, it's at 7, going to do that one. I've got other things in there. We're going away to Cabo this week, to Mexico. And there's lots of things we need to tick off before we go, right, at the moment to travel. So it's just everything's in there, it's organized, we know what's happening. Alicia and I both know what we're up to for the next few days. I'm not going to miss calls, I'm not going to miss appointments, I'm not going to miss things that are important. I'm going to tick off my to-dos. It's so valuable. And I'm completely free, right? There's this thing that Kerwin Ray says. He says, you know, structure creates freedom. And I think too many people think that freedom is like, well, you don't plan anything. Oh, I'm so unplanned. I just go with the flow. I'm spontaneous. That's just not going to make you a millionaire. I'm sorry, because you're not going to be reliable. And you're going to have a cluttered mind. And you're going to miss things. And I know for myself, I don't like doing business where people are unreliable. Like if people don't show up with me, I'm just not going to spend time with them. You know, that's just the worst thing you can do is waste someone's time. And I think the worst thing you can do is waste your own time. So if you're not structured, you're going to waste a lot of time, productive time that you can use to build your wealth, to build your value, to, you know, grow a business, a side hustle, and be better in your job, whatever it is. Be a better spouse, be more organized. Don't miss things. And I think it's a wonderful, wonderful app. It's just so underrated. And every time, you know, I encounter someone who misses a call or forgets this, oh, first question I ask them is, hey, do you use the Google Calendar app? They're like, oh, and I think it's just habits, right? Just getting into the habit. Every time something happens, bang, you open the app, you put it in there, okay? And you got to get used to it, right? It's new technology. Yep, doesn't take long, right? But once you're in the habit, you're going to love it. You're going to get reminders. Never going to miss something. You're going to be so organized. People are going to think you're reliable. It'll force you to show up things sometimes you don't want to. Because you're like, you know what? No, I planned that. I'm going to do that. So look, that's something I think everyone should use, is that app. I think it's super underrated. So hope that helps. Go and try it. Start implementing it and you're going to watch your life change, right? Particularly as you make more money and as you become more successful, this is even more important. You've got to protect your time even more. You've got to be even more organized. You have to be more productive, right? So go for it. Start implementing the habits now to be and do what a millionaire does so that you can have what a millionaire has later. And it's definitely structural organization because it frees you up and it becomes more productive for you. And you become a person of value who's more reliable. And that's what I want for you guys. So go use the app and hey, let us know how it goes. And of course, thanks so much for everyone who's sharing the content. I want to give a shout out to Chris and Shane. They're in the UK. They love this, my podcast. They always share it. So you guys are legends. Thanks so much. I want to give you a big shout out wherever you are listening to this episode. Love you guys. Thanks so much for sharing the episodes and your feedback. It's been wonderful. Big shout out to Daniel Marshall. He's a financial coach. He shares this podcast with all of his clients, right? Because he and I share such similar values when it comes to money, wealth, finance, and life. You know, he's like a little version of me. You know, he's younger, probably even taller, but he's younger than me. So big shout out to Daniel Marshall. And of course, you know, a lot of our team. I want to give you guys a shout out for sharing the podcast. Any of my listeners, hey, thanks so much for sharing the love. Appreciate you guys. You know, you notice on this podcast, I have no ads. There are no ads on this podcast. It's just value, 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 right? So the only way we can grow it is through word of mouth. And I know that's from you guys. So if I could just ask you to do, if you love this podcast, if I can ask you to do one thing, can you share the podcast to your stories in Instagram, Facebook, tag me in and I'll give you a reshout out on my Instagram. And, you know, share the links with friends. And listen, if you can give us a 5-star review on Spotify, it's just one button, boom, it takes 2 seconds. That would be amazing for us to grow the channel, grow the podcast rather. And we're 100,000 downloads in. It's amazing in 12 months. So I want to get it to a million downloads would be our goal, 7-figure downloads, because it means we're impacting more people just like you. So thanks for this episode and look forward to seeing you or talking to you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees Podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees Podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.